wonder how I started in all of this and why I did. And I've got a wee saying that's up on my wall, and it says, compassion equals involvement. And wherever you read in the word that Jesus had compassion on someone, he did something. And many years ago, I heard about the AIDS going through Africa and causing many children to lose their parents, and it broke my heart. And I think God gave me his compassion way back then, and I wanted to do something, but God didn't show me back then, but he has now. The other thing is, I've always been very passionate about sharing the gospel, evangelism, because I have a keen sense that if someone does not know Jesus, they will go to hell. And that really concerns me. It's a burning thing. Every time I meet someone new, I actually think, are you on your way to heaven or are you on your way to hell? It's that strong in me. So I've got these two things in my life that God has placed there, and it's his heart. Because when you read the word, he shows his love and compassion all the way through for the orphans, the widows, and he gives us that final command, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So those things God's placed in me, and he's allowed me to do this, which I'm really thrilled about. And I want to take you on a journey with me this morning. So you're ready? I'm going to bring you with me to Uganda. It's when I went in just October last year, and so we'll start. I don't want to be in anyone's way. Maybe I'll come up here. Is that all right? This is me and Peter. Peter is an elder at our church, and he came with me on this trip in October. Lovely guy. Thank you. The two on the left-hand side, they were people from Kenya, some of our Bible school teachers, and they were all Bible school teachers, actually. This is a fish market. Okay. Next. Thanks. This is how the houses are there. She's got a wee sewing business. Next. This is your motorbike and bike shop. Next. This is baby crying because they've never seen a white person before. They're scared of us. These are some Bibles that we purchased there because these are in their language, and we had the great privilege of giving them out while we were there. Next. These are tracks. Step Out in Faith, that's the ministry I work for. We purchase lots and lots of tracks, and we give them out to the Bible school students because they go out once a month on outreach and they use these tracks. And I tell you what, they just about grab them out of your hand to get them. Next. This is Jeffrey and Pauline Ormer. These are our directors in Africa that I work with. Wonderful people. Fruit market. Next. This is the first school, our first school that we came to. This is Kasana, and they all come greeting you with lots of singing. This is the pastor on the left-hand side, Pastor Durham. He's over that school. Should I hold it further away so it doesn't make that noise? I've got a loud voice, haven't I? And we had the privilege of praying for all the teachers there. Peter flows in the gift of prophetic word, so he had lots of prophetic words for the teachers. They set up this covering for us. At the back there, they're all the Bible school students. Then there's the mamas who mind the children, and the dignitaries, they all come. Next. Isn't that gorgeous? Next. This is my daughter Amy. She came with me, and she took all these wonderful photos. And her heart was really quite cool towards the Lord. But I believe that when she came, there would be a change. And my daughter melted. When she heard the pastors talking, she would just sit there crying. And God touched her heart. She's come back now, she's confessing the word, and she's really believing Jesus as her Saviour again. Just wonderful work of God in her life from going. When you're there, they like to give you presents. Many of them have not very much, but sometimes they have chickens. So they gave me this chicken as a present, and I'm holding it, and I'm feeling these creepy crawlies coming up, and I'm thinking, oh no, what am I going to do? Because I'm thinking, they're going to go on my hair. And I looked around, and next photo, this is it, that he come and saved me. He took the chicken away. Thank goodness. But he was laughing. He thought it was a huge joke. The children, so grateful for having free education, would come and bring me presents too. Often it would be their cup. And I just didn't know if I should take it or not, but it's culture, and so I had to. And it would have offended them if you don't take it. Okay. Next, please. Yeah. The children have lots of diseases in their hair and on their bodies. Okay. These are some of our children at the school that we've got sponsored, and they all get free education. Yes. These two guys, these are our Bible school teachers, and they were coming across from the Congo, they're Congolese, coming across from the Congo to teach at our Bible schools in Uganda. And to do that, they had to cross a river because they couldn't afford the payment of going from one country to the next. Was $50 every time. So I didn't know this, but they were swimming across the river. And when they told me this, I said, why don't you have a Bible school in the Congo instead of taking the ones in Uganda? And they said, oh, we'd love that. And so I called Jeffrey and I said, let's start one. And so, next photo, on the 4th of November, this is the first Step Out of Faith Bible School in the Congo.
Wow.
Is that amazing? And that's how many people turned up. Do you know 75% of one of the Bible schools they were teaching in Uganda, those students were all swimming across the river to come to the Bible school. That's the hunger for the Word of God. Wonderful. Okay, lots of monkeys. Next. This is the next school. We've built 5 schools. This is Lake George School, and they always put on a wee dance for you. Okay. This is the mamas. These are the ones that are like the guardians of the orphans. The orphans stay with them in their houses, and they put on a dance. Next. Of course, I've met them 2 years ago, so it was like renewing old friendships, and we had lots of hugs and loves, but they're just such dear women who look after these children who no one else, you know, is looking after. They saved up all their certificates for me to give out. Yes, next one. These are the teachers there. That's Moses, and her name on that side, on the right-hand side, is Precious. She is the wife of the ex-witch doctor. Next photo. This is some of the children that we've got sponsored there. Next. Now, this is the witch doctor. I think I did tell you the story of him. He held a great influence over this whole area of Lake George, and he had the ability to be able to make himself invisible so he could do anything he wanted with any person that he wanted. The spirits in him were so strong, he would have to kill people and eat them constantly. He even ate his own 2 sons. He was caught really badly in this. But we had an outreach, and our Bible school students came together to pray into this area because so many bad things were happening. And as they prayed, they then went out on evangelism, and they came to his door, knocked on his door, shared the gospel with him, and he got soundly converted. Absolutely amazing. He brought all his fetishes, burnt them at the school, and he would come back every day weeping to the pastor, confessing his sins. You know, all the things that he did. He did it for about a whole month. But soundly converted. When I was there 2 years ago, I was able to give him a Bible. He wanted an English one, and he's learned to read English from that Bible. He's now a pastor, and he oversees the school. So isn't that amazing? That's the testimony of the power of God. Yeah. Burden bearers, lots of burdens. Next. Yeah, amazing, amazing people though. Even though they have such hardships, they push through. Next. This is one of the Bible schools at Ibanda that we have. Next. They're great worshippers. They know how to worship over there. Next. And this is Peter. He's praying prophetic words over the people. And I had the line for healing. So that was great. Next. These are at the Bible school. When I was talking to them, I went up to them and asked how they are, who they are, what they do. Most of them are pastors. There are over 5 to 10, 15 churches. Incredible. And they're on our Bible school. So isn't it amazing? This is an Ankole cow. You get them on the west side of Uganda. More monkeys. Next. You see a lot of these in Uganda. People can make the bricks out of the soil, but they can't afford to put the roof on. And so you have loads and loads of unfinished houses everywhere in Uganda. This is the next school. This is Chibale, but this is the wee teacher's house. Next. This is the church on the same property. And next, this is the school. There's 3 classrooms in this school. Next. Very poor children here. A lot of drunkenness in the area. So we've taken in, next, a whole lot of new ones. So all of these now are being sponsored for free education. Next. That's Christopher in the pack. He's the one that's just taken on all of our primary school work. And Jeffrey's just handed it all over to him. Yeah. This is at a church we went. The man in the blue shirt with the white shoes, he's the pastor. And he has personally started 15 other churches. And he just seems young, but very vibrant in God. There's one of our Bible schools here, and they all received Bibles. Yes. And we were able to pray for them all. Yes. You can see from faces like this that of the hardness of the life. It's a hard life. But the great joy was when these two ladies here came to me personally and they said, "Can we have a Bible?" And I said, "Okay." So I went in the van, got them 2 Bibles. Wow, they were so happy. They were jumping for joy and yelling at the top of their voices. It was just wonderful to see their joy in receiving a Bible. So anyone that gives a Bible, it's wonderful. And I want to thank you for any of the Bibles that you've given for me to put in the container. They're going in. I've got over 1,200 Bibles now that's going in the container to Uganda and Kenya. Here we're giving out moringa seeds so they can grow this tree, which is full of nutrition and health benefits in the leaves. This is Huema School. Up the top is the dormitory, and down the bottom is the school. And these are some of the kiddies. Aren't they lovely? Okay. They want to put on a dance for me, so I joined in. A chicken's life is not very good there. They are all alive chickens. Oh, we saw some terrible sights of chickens. So I thought I'd just show you. I wouldn't want to be a chicken there. Now, this is in Gulu, right in the north of Uganda, right up there in the north. And we called this meeting. To this meeting came all of the very top pastors and overseers of churches. And we shared about our Bible school, and we said, "Would you want us to bring our Bible school to your area?" They all put up their hands. It was amazing. Next. And we gave out seeds here as well. Yes, next. And so these are all the ones. Some of these are overseers over denominations. So they have oversight over 200 to 300 churches. So they're, you know, they're very important people in the Christian world up in the Gulu area. But doors are opened wide to us now for expanding. This is the last school that we built. This is in Abim, which is right up there close to Gulu. But they have a lot of raiders that come in there, so we're not allowed to go in it when we went there. This is a new church plant. The man standing up with the blue shirt, he's the young church planter. He hasn't got a building, but they meet underneath the tree. It was wonderful. Yes, next. When we were sitting there, we would see flocks of goats or cows go past. And that tree attracted these buzzing insects, and there were loads of them. So you hear the buzzing. But it was just amazing atmosphere. Next. And so we were able to hand out the Bible school certificates. Next. And because it's near an army training ground, a lot of the army personnel are Christians. These are all part of the UN peacekeeping happening in Somalia. They make trips into Somalia to try to quell down the Al-Shabaab militants here. But they're also God's militants. They take in Derek Prince books, and they also take in Bibles for Christians in Somalia. So isn't that wonderful? So we took them lots of Derek Prince books and lots of Bibles so they could continue doing this. Just amazing men and women of God. These are all receiving their Bibles from passing our Bible school. Yes? Isn't that lovely? Just lovely. Next. This man here, he's an overseer of 300 churches of a denomination. Lovely guy, just lovely. Yes, next. And kids, there's always kids. Next. Here's them receiving their tracts. It was just the greatest joy when they get a tract because they want to go out and evangelize. Next. Yes, just more of the same. Yes, next. She always wanted her photo taken. Next. And it's amazing to me. They still live in houses like this way up in the north. Down the south, not the same, but in the north, hundreds and hundreds of years I've lived in places like this. Isn't that incredible? Next. Yeah. I was amazed at it. So here we are. We've been on a trip to Uganda. I hope you've enjoyed it. I just want to mention a couple more things. I want to mention about our prison work. We have been doing it now for about 2 years. We are doing our Bible school inside prisons. And I just want to give you two reports. In January, at the end of January, the last Sunday in January, at one of the prisons in Uganda, it's called Kigali Prison, the Bible school teacher that went in there brought 45 prisoners to the Lord. Is that amazing? And then 2 weeks ago, one of the ladies that is one of our primary school teachers at Lake George School, she's been going into a prison, another prison in Uganda, with three of her friends, and she led 22 prisoners to the Lord. This prison has only 150 prisoners in it. And so far they've led 85 to the Lord. That's over. Now isn't that wonderful? How amazing is our God? When I hear reports like that, that just fills me with great joy. Just let me see one more thing. Oh yes. Now finally, this morning at 3 a.m. I picked up my daughter Angela and son-in-law Scott and took them to the airport. And they're on their way now to Uganda. And they're there for 2 weeks. I'm minding their children. that will be a challenge, and because I'm getting older now. But they're on their way to Uganda with the purpose of seeing whether or not God wants them to live there permanently. Is that amazing? So far, three of my daughters have been to Uganda, but this one has got real heart, and her husband, to perhaps live there and work there for us under Step Out in Faith. So is God good? So please pray for them. That's Angela and Scott, because I think we're really believing that God will talk to them for his plans for their future. So isn't that wonderful? To have someone over there would be amazing. So is there any questions? Any questions? Yeah?
Do you have your church services in English or Ugandan?
In Uganda, they normally will have English and then they have it translated into one of the languages that's there. There's quite a few languages, yeah.
So English would be the basic?
They teach English in the schools, yeah, they do.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do they all speak English?
No, not
the
all.
The children
do, yes, they do.
The Bibles are in English, are they?
No, because some older people don't know English, so we give them in their languages, but the younger ones, they know English, yeah. Was there another question? No?
Yeah. Tell us how many people are studying the scriptures in the prisons.
In the prisons, there's 4,000 prisoners studying scriptures, and outside the prison, there's about 2,000 in our Bible schools outside prison. So that's a lot of people, isn't it? So God has really opened up for us. Yes?
Is that container gone yet?
No, it hasn't. I'm still filling. I was told by the shipping agent I've got more bales to fill up. So I'm still working on it.
What do you need to fill the container?
Oh, clothing. I'm sending secondhand clothing. It's such a necessity over there.
Really?
Yeah. And secondhand Bibles. If you've got Bibles you don't want, give them to me. I'll send them off to Uganda for you. Or Kenya. They'll go to Kenya. Like at one of that prison I told you about, they're 85 and they've now given their lives to the Lord. There was only one Bible there. And it had pages ripped out. It had whole books ripped out. And the lady that had gone in and brought these ones to the Lord asked us, can you give us some Bibles? So we'll, Andrew and Scott will have the great joy of giving her Bibles. We've ordered them from Uganda. It'll be in the language that they speak, the prisoners do. So isn't that good? Yeah. Yes?
Does the Bible Society provide any books in their languages and Bibles?
We buy them off the Bible Society in Uganda.
Oh.
Yeah, they're the best ones to buy them from. They give us the best deal. Any others? Yeah.
What's your resource for the money then?
Resource? Good question. God. And he's led us. I belong to a home group from the Rangiora Baptist Church. And me and the leader of the home group were praying one day. And we said, God, we need money. We don't want to keep asking the church people for money. And God told us to start a secondhand clothing store. So we run a secondhand clothing store out in Europe. I work in that one day a week, sometimes two. And that has provided us a lot of money for the work that I do. Plus we do have people that give regularly. Some give into the Bible school work and some support an orphan at $7 a month. I can have an orphan educated for $7 a month. And that's buying them, giving them a uniform. We give the guardian soap, we pay for all their exam fees, and it's just amazing what you can do. Once you've got your school built, $7 a month will educate a child over there. How great is that?
That's great.
That's very good. I tell you what, that's value for money.
Yeah, that's a cup of coffee.
Yes, it is. But because everything that is given goes overseas. We don't have any overheads. You know, I don't work out of a flash office or have a flash car. And I just work off my kitchen table, and I've got a really beat up old car that goes really well, and I don't want to swap it. But so because in there it's really, really low overheads, so we don't spend money that's given to us, it all goes overseas. So we can, you know, accomplish a lot. And we don't advertise much, so, yeah.
Be some people here who don't know the story and somebody have forgotten, these Bible studies that you're doing are primarily for pastors. Could you tell us how that came about, and just briefly?
Well, we've been running Bible schools ever since I started, and but I think it was 2 years ago, the government said that they would close the doors of the churches of any pastor that never had any training in Bible knowledge. And so that then left a big scurrying of pastors wanting to come on board with our Bible school, because our Bible school is free to anybody who wants to do it. So with that, loads of pastors come on board. Before that, it was more younger people came to be trained, but now our Bible schools are filled with pastors. Is that wonderful? Yeah. We do a 3-year course, but you can finish after 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. The first year is a practical side of Christianity, of how to live it. Second year is a more in-depth teaching of the Bible. A lot of it is Suzanne Pillins, that's who started Step Out of Faith, is her teaching. And the third year is completely Dara Prince material. Great. He's a great teacher. All right, thank you, everyone.